The Puerto Rican independence activist known as Tito Kayak is about halfway through his kayak trip through the Caribbean, which is aimed at calling attention to the continued incarceration of political prisoner Oscar Lopez Rivera. Tito Kayak left Venezuela in late June. His trip of more than 1,000 miles over the open seas will culminate in Puerto Rico around the end of July. WBAI's Jose Santiago discussed the ongoing kayak trip with longtime community activist Vicente Panama Alba, who is in Puerto Rico helping organize the action.
Tito arrived last night in the island of Guadalupe, where he was received by his advance team and some local activists. Specifically activists in the international network of support for Mumia Abu Jamal, actually, in the island of Guadalupe, who have been very gracious and are hosting him and the team. Tito is continuing. He's at about the halfway mark in what is over 1,100 nautical miles of rowing, which started in Venezuela on the 21st of June, is a gesture in honor of Oscar Lopez Rivera, the United States held political prisoner, the Puerto Rican patriot who has been in prison for over 31 years. Mm-hmm. Tito is acting as our ambassador throughout the Antilles and the Caribbean, throughout all the islands, starting from Grenada, going north and then northwest until he reaches Puerto Rico. Once he gets here, we will sit and evaluate the possibility of him going forth from Puerto Rico to the Dominican Republic, Haiti, Cuba, and maybe the Bahamas and the United States.
Okay.
Case of Carlos Rivera.
And let me ask you, I know that early on there were some difficulties, there might have been damage to his kayak. Can you tell us what happened and how that was resolved?
What happened was that leaving Grenada and going north, he was caught by very, very, very strong currents and very large waves. And one of the waves actually lifted him off the kayak and took the kayak and threw it up in the air. Mm-hmm. When it landed, there was severe damage to the kayak. In the island of St. Vincent, I actually have gotten a great deal of support from the ambassador of Venezuela. And through his contacts, a Dutch person who lives in the Caribbean now, repaired and fortified the kayak, and he has been traveling on that same kayak since. He's expected to evaluate, you know, the condition of the kayak, the economic resources, the political situation, and his personal physical state, then decide whether he goes forth from Puerto Rico. Understanding that this is not an athletic feat, but an effort as an ambassador of the cause of Oscar Lopez Rivera. So he's not looking to compete with anybody for breaking any records or anything of the kind. Mm-hmm. He's seeking to make as many stops. Like, for example, just before he left, he arrived in Guadalupe. He was in the island of Dominica, where he stood in an indigenous reservation, one of the last indigenous outposts of the Arawak indigenous people, who began traveling from Venezuela to populate the Caribbean hundreds of years ago, who were the original, you know, population in the Antilles in the Caribbean. One of the last reservations of those indigenous people is in the island of Dominica. He spent 2 days there with them before resuming, you know, this trip.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about this before, but could you remind us the importance, the significance of the case of Oscar Lopez Rivera?
Oscar Lopez Rivera has been in the United States prison system for over 31 years. In 1999, when the last wave of political prisoners was released by the United States government, Oscar was offered a release 10 years later. At that time, there were two other people who were not offered anything, and Oscar refused release until those people were released. Those people have since been released, and he remained as the lone political prisoner 2 years ago. Oscar Lopez Rivera went to the parole board, and he was told to return in 15 years to be reconsidered for possible release. Oscar Lopez Rivera is 68 years old, which would mean that he would be considered for parole at the age of 83. That is, in effect, a death sentence for him. The attention right now is focused on getting President Obama to commit to his release, much the same way as President Clinton did with the folks that were released in 1999, and much in the same way as President Jimmy Carter did when he released the Nationalists back in 1978.
Vicente Panama Alba is a longtime community activist who is now in Puerto Rico working on independence issues. He spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.